Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 32nd verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa ankihul ayama minkum was-salihin min 'ibadikum wa imaa'ikum. إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم.
And marry the unmarried among you, and the righteous among your male slaves and female slaves. If they should be poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
As you were previously with us, brothers and sisters, we talked about the concept of marriage. We said that marriage is so venerated and emphasized in Islam that the parents who are not willing to marry their offspring, they are partners in the sins that their issues commit. Therefore, in this verse, the Quran says, أَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. Although marriage is an optional affair and depends on the will of the two sides, but this general idea that is derived from the word ankihu and marry means that you have to prepare the preliminaries. You are responsible for the marriage of those among you who have actually reached the age of marriage. And it is so important that this principle of Islamic cooperation necessitates Muslims to help out each other in all cases, specifically the case of marriage. That's why we have many traditions, and our traditions are replete with the different kinds of rewards the kind of man or woman who gets by this kind of intercession. The best intercession is to mediate between two persons for the sake of marriage, so they will get married. Now, after all these recommendations, since an almost public pretext for escaping marriage is poverty and not being financially supported and prepared, the Holy Quran answers this and implies that you should not be afraid of your poverty. Because, as the verse says, إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them out of His grace. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Surely, Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. And Allah is powerful to do such a thing. Because He is so omnipotent that His power covers up the entire universe. He is so omniscient that He is aware of everyone's intentions. Especially, He is aware of the intentions of those who decide to get married in order to save chastity and virginity. He blesses and favors all such people. Therefore, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, life will be prosperous by getting married.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, this is a very public pretext that some people bring for not getting married. But these things, in the view of the Holy Quran, are lame excuses. They are not accepted, and because the very one who orders you to get married is the one who has created you, he is the very one who is the absolute cause, and he is the one who will provide sustenance for you. إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And you want to know why? You want to know why Allah will enrich them out of His grace? Because He is all-embracing, all-knowing. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. He embraces, His power embraces all aspects. His knowledge embraces all kinds of intentions, even the intentions of the one, even the intentions of the ones who have approached marriage to save their chastity. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "One who does not get married for fear of poverty is suspicious of Allah." And the same Imam alayhi salam has said, "Two units and rak'ah of prayers performed by a person who is married is better than 70 units and rak'ahs of prayers which is performed by a person who is not married." And also, you might have heard this, there is a famous tradition by the Prophet ﷺ who said, "Get married so that generations will be increased, because in the day of resurrection I will be glorified before other nations with increase of your population, even with aborted children." This means the importance of marriage is so strong that the Arabic word "ankihu al-ayama" is used in this kind of manner. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Always worked for me, worry, and when faith begins.